You're listening to SBS News.
With many hoping their country is passing the Omicron COVID-19 variant's infection peak, global health authorities are again warning against complacency. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says conditions remain ideal for new coronavirus variants to emerge, and it's dangerous to assume the worst is past.
There are different scenarios for how the pandemic could play out and how the acute phase could end. But it's dangerous to assume that Omicron will be the last variant or that we are in the end game. On the contrary, globally, the conditions are ideal for more variants to emerge. To change the course of the pandemic, we must change the conditions that are driving it.
The WHO chief listed ongoing global health issues like reducing tobacco use, fighting resistance to antimicrobial treatments, and risks of climate change on human health. However, he stressed that ending the pandemic's acute phase remains the collective priority.
It's difficult, and there are no easy answers, but WHO continues to work nationally, regionally, and globally to provide the evidence, the strategies, the tools, and the technical and operational support countries need. If countries use all of these strategies and tools in a comprehensive way, we can end the acute phase of the pandemic this year.
Dr. Tedros says that can only be done by vaccinating 70% of the population of each country by the middle of this year, focusing on the most vulnerable, and by improving testing and sequencing rates to track the virus and its emerging variants more closely. In the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson says people arriving in England from abroad will no longer need to be tested if they've been vaccinated.
Although we have to be cautious, we are now moving through the Omicron wave, and you can see the figures are starting to get better. So what we're doing on travel, to show that this country is open for business, open for travellers, you will see changes so that people arriving no longer have to take tests if they've been vaccinated, if they've been double vaccinated.
Transport Minister Grant Shapps says the new rules come into effect on the 11th of February.
From 4 a.m. on the 11th of February and in time for the half-term break, eligible fully vaccinated passengers arriving in the UK will no longer have to take a post-arrival lateral flow test. That means that after months of pre-departure testing, post-arrival testing, self-isolation, additional expense, all that fully vaccinated people will now have to do when they travel to the UK is to verify their status via a passenger locator form.
For now, fully vaccinated means two doses. They're not required to have had a booster, and under 18s are treated as fully vaccinated passengers. It comes as news emerges of yet another lockdown party held at number 10 Downing Street. Boris Johnson reportedly had a birthday party during the first lockdown in 2020, attended by up to 30 people. In France, further restrictions on unvaccinated people have been put in place, requiring them to have a vaccine pass to enter public places like bars, restaurants, cinemas, and long-distance trains. The new pass is part of President Emmanuel Macron's stated intention to make life difficult enough for the small minority of unvaccinated people that they are compelled to get COVID-19 shots. Parisian retiree Antonio says the pass will protect people.
We're in a very difficult context, very hard for everyone, be it for the government or the citizens. So I think the vaccine pass is useful to protect people, and we have to admit the truth, a lot of people get angry, but in the end, we're not scientists. We're just trying to protect ourselves and protect others too. That's what's important.
Some, though, disputed the rule, including Parisian accountant Karine, who says the vaccine pass is just too much.
I think there's no use for it now that the number of cases is soaring and all other countries are relaxing restrictions. I don't see the need for it. I sincerely think that the Omicron wave is more contagious, but the health damages are not strong, and with the impact on intensive care units. So I don't understand why we're further tightening the measures.
The The vaccine pass has brought new momentum to weekly street protests against COVID-related restrictions on public life. Some people resisting the vaccine say they have been made to feel like second-class citizens by the president. Although health experts say France is starting to get through the peak of the Omicron wave, daily case figures have seen a rise since last week. Meanwhile, Germany has extended its current pandemic measures as the government's expert panel warns the fast-spreading Omicron variant could bring critical infrastructure in Europe's biggest economy to a breaking point. Chancellor Olaf Scholz has agreed to extend restrictions such as limiting private gatherings to 10 people and requiring proof of booster vaccination or a negative test at restaurants. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.